live. Thank you, Don. This is Gijs Minderhout calling from Paradise, California. It is today May the 3rd, 2007. I welcome you all. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. You hear the dings, another person joining in. I welcome the person to the call. Please say your name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Helen, good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
And it's May 3rd.
It's May 3rd, yes. Thank you. And as long as we are here in the now. Vin called a few minutes ago that he is running a little late. We will be starting off just a few minutes later than usual. And I'm not certain if Terry is going to answer questions, but possibly so. And feel free to submit a question per email. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Prudy in Michigan.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody else joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hello, Michelle. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. You too.
All right. Did somebody else join in? I believe so. Welcome as well. Please say your name and location.
Hi, April in Las Vegas.
Hello, April. Thank you for being here. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And I welcome all those folks tuning in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for joining with tonight's show. And somebody else came on the conference call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome to the call.
Ice, did you say this is the Tonight Show?
Tonight, we do have a show.
Oh, all right. It's almost as good.
Yes, and but tonight's episode is going to start a few minutes later than usual because Ben and Terry were still driving home a few minutes ago, and you're going to be a few minutes late. So, welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, it's Terry in Dallas.
Good evening to you, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Good evening. Thank you.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
And Terry and Stona. Hello, Terry.
Hi. Welcome. Somebody else signed in, too.
Hey. Yes, Ray. Hi,
I thought it might be you, Raiden.
Welcome to the call, Raiden.
Hey,
and more people have joined in. Welcome to you all. Please say your name and location.
Bob from Central California.
Hello,
Dave. Dave from Atlantic City.
Good evening, Dave. Welcome to the call.
This is Pat from Sacramento.
Good evening to you, Pat. Welcome.
Thank you.
And then welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Deb in Oregon.
Good evening to you, Deb. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi. Thank you.
All right. Good to have
you. Hello, this is Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, thank you all so much for being here. It feels good to hear all of you, to welcome you all. It's great to be in this room. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Hus.
You're welcome. All right. And all those on BBS Radio, we cannot hear you, we cannot see you, but glad that you are participating with us. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Terry in Nevada.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Right. So we at least have three Terrys tonight already. Cool. Awesome. So, Terry, I may assume that knowing that you're home, that Wynn will be online here with us also shortly?
He will be. He called and he said that he's almost here.
I thought you were driving with him. That's not the case.
No.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you want to share with the group, Terry? Either the weather or whatever.
I met a beautiful lady by the name of Kimberly Meredith. She's a healer, and she's quite amazing.
All right. About the next caller, thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Anna in L.A.
Hello, Anna. Welcome to the call.
Hi, hi.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening and welcome, Roger.
Hi.
All right. And Terry, you said her name is Kimberly. What's her last name? Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hello, hi.
Good to hear your voice. Teddy, you're probably muted.
Wynn just got here, and he always says hi, and so I muted myself.
Okay, you're totally fine. And I'm glad to hear Wynn made it safe home.
Yeah.
All right. So, you mind mentioning the name from Kimberly, her last name?
Meredith. Kimberly Meredith.
All right.
She has a website. She gives sessions by phone or Skype.
All right. Welcome to the call. Person who joined in.
If you want. Steve from West Palm Beach.
Steve, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Are you on the beach? Steve?
Yes.
I thought I heard some wind. That's why I'm asking.
I didn't hear.
Is this Steve?
Steve, yes, Steve.
From West Palm Beach?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I thought I heard wind coming in your microphone, so I thought you were on the beach.
No.
Nope. To the next caller. Please say your name and location.
We've had a phone problem here.
Well, welcome to the call. I'm on a live. I hear the background. It's background noise. Noise, or it's somebody who's trying to talk, but I cannot clearly hear you. Right. So welcome to you all, folks, also those who are here through VBS Radio Online. Thank you for being here. I could play a little, like a two-minute thing from my Carla Rickett.
Let me go and check with Wynn and see how he's doing.
I'm just going to start playing that. Just 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
The vibration.
I think
high.
Anybody that has ever had the experience of being blown off by a guy or a gal that was just after making love, and when they reached that goal, that was it. And it was sad truth that all of a sudden became painfully apparent. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hurts. That really, really hurts. But there it is. That's what happened. And you can't get mad at a person for being true to his focus. This is what is happening. And
mm-hmm.
This is what is real. And
mm-hmm.
and so, okay. You know, we're much better off saying okay and then moving on than we are trying to go after it and bring it back. I'm speaking from a woman who's been blown off very short of the altar by a first
mm-hmm.
love who swore that he would love me forever, and that forever was precisely until he was able to make love to me.
All right, Wynn, let's stop it over here. It was a short recording from Carla Rickett. Thank you for being here, Wynn.
Thank you.
Oh, you're playing? Thank you. Thanks for holding down the fort. Okay. And
so, FYI, we are live on BBS Radio, and we are not have started our own recording yet.
Okay, I just want to open my computer up.
All right.
So I get to the questions today.
What I do know is that Cecil, he has a question submitted for you for tonight's call, if possible.
Okay. Just a moment.
I like that little short from Carla. I kind of know how it is. It's like a long, long time ago, I went with a guy for 2 years, and he was all the time saying, marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me. And so finally I said, okay, I'll marry you. And he changed his mind. I don't want to marry you. I was like, what?
Which guy was that?
I never mentioned him before. He was a guy from Oroville, California.
Oroville?
Yep, Oroville.
Door for me.
What's your name, hi?
Okay. All right, let me get two questions here, and then I'll be getting the other questions on here. And that is from Alicia.
Any questions to the audience, or can I mute the lines, Win?
Wait a second.
You need to get the recorder started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I have to just get a couple questions queued up. So I make all the delays right now. Hang on. And there's Cecil.
Yes.
Hang on a moment.
Who flushed the bathroom?
Should have got the one I sent you.
Who is that?
Bob, Chico.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Good evening, all you lovely, wonderful people.
I got it. Okay.
Be too broad and big of a subject, though.
Bob, you used to live in Oroville, right?
Chico.
I know.
You've been to this humble abode.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to spring weather? It just went to summer here.
Yeah, it was a hot day.
Yeah,
today.
Here too. It was hot.
And Terry, it's so wonderful to hear that chipper voice of yours. So.
Oh. Thank you, Ada.
From a total different subject over here, I was hoping that with the current presidency that there would be an end to the chemtrails, but I hear nothing in any news that Trump is being informed about it at all or whatever, or that people
I'll tell you. He obviously knows about everything.
Yeah.
Not everything. I don't know how much he knows about everything. But, I mean, I'm sure he's trying to figure out a lot of stuff. And he's got to work within certain limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Or he won't stay alive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I get, you know?
And it's been only a couple of months so far, so.
Yeah.
He has no control over everything.
So our sources can only provide so much protection for him.
Well, it depends on what I have learned is it depends on him, okay?
In
other words, like our protection, my protection, Gary's protection, comes from being really careful about everything we do and everyone we connect with and how we make the connection and keeping our intent very high. Because if I don't do that, I lose protection. And I make mistakes. I do make mistakes. I'm just, you know, I do the best I can, but I have to gauge myself, and I have to keep, people sometimes are irritated by this. They think it's egotistical on my part, but it really isn't. It's like Terry more so than me, but we're vulnerable, okay? That coming in at the high level we do, it's like they look for every weakness. And I'm pretty sure what's going on with Terry is partially to areas of Terry, I know this is true, where she needs to learn to be tougher and to have boundaries and to push things away from her. Because I'm sure it's like it's a lesson for her to learn, but she's learning it, I think. And that will make her totally heal. I mean, I'm still figuring it out, all right? I'm just another bozo. As Carla would say, we're just bozos, okay? Well, let's get started.
I want to say one thing about Trump. I was amazed at what he said. There was the correspondence dinner with all those correspondents and it. And he didn't go. Instead, he went to Pennsylvania and he gave a talk up there. And he told the people in Pennsylvania, he says, it's really good to be away from that Washington swamp.
Right. I mean, I am sure he's constantly reevaluating who's around him and even people that he's chosen for his cabinet. You know, constantly reevaluating it, figuring it out, what he can really, really trust and what he can't. And, you know, it's very complicated because the negative really does exist. And you can't just banish them, okay? And Trump has his own oofishness, okay? And he has to learn how to use his power wisely. That's what I get. So, in any case.
You're ready. I'm going to mute the lines.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Germanando wanted to say something. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Where can I find him? Hold on.
Oh, you're too slow. Come on. We got a lot of questions tonight. I'm sorry. We won't be able to answer the questions. All right?
All right.
Okay.
Me too.
Let's start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 3rd, 2017. When in Terry and Sedona, everyone, everywhere. And this is our Wednesday call where we bring through answers to your questions. And Terry, are you up to this tonight?
Yep.
Okay. So let's bring in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and each person that listens to the replay. And any negativity, be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you, the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you tonight and to assist in answering any questions that we can answer for you. We don't come through the telephone line or through the radio. We come directly to you. And we can see your light, and if you have a question, we can see your question. So, Wynn, do you have questions?
Yes, we do. This is an easy one. This is from Alicia White. She didn't say where she lives. But the question is of a general nature. So the question is, what is the purpose of mosquitoes? And from where do they originate? And what about ticks and fleas and other parasitic organisms?
Thank you. So most of these creatures have been engineered in times past to bring disease or to bring irritation to enemies or as jokes. Some of them, well, that's the mosquito. Some of them have been remnants of times past when the animals and the insects have been in various disasters on Earth and have been the ones to survive and to procreate on the flea has been a carrier in the past of the Black Plague, of disease, and it has been a form that has survived and has procreated from past times when fleas were developed and were much, much larger as a two-eyed monster to protect areas be released by the two-legged people that were on the planet to. Protect and to scare and to make a wall of comfort between a kingdom and another kingdom. And then gradually got smaller in size as it was more amenable to survival, and they learned to carry on their own. So they were engineered and then modified within their own environmental challenges. Thank you.
How about the connection between ticks and Lyme disease? Was that natural?
Lyme disease was invented near New York, and it was a warfare project to develop a disease, and in the island or in the area where it was developed, the ticks, it got it escape, and it spread. It is an invented disease, and it is unfortunate that the people that developed it were not more careful. If they were more careful, there would be no Lyme disease spread. It spread in New York to the animal, to the deer, and has been spreading across the nation ever since.
Mm-hmm. Did they not intend it to spread?
They did not intend it to spread. It mm-hmm. escaped.
Thank you. Okay, next question. This is from Cecil. I think he's in Utah. I think he might be in St. George. Let me see if he says it here.
He's about near Seattle.
Cecil, oh, it's near Seattle. Okay. Why don't I put St. George? Okay. Our oldest daughter, Sherry, died in a car accident on 9-11-11. Oh, my God. Near St. George, Utah. That's where I got St. George. I asked about her sometime after that, and the Elohim Raghu said she had gone to the highest realm. My question is, could she be an influence in helping to choose her mother's day of leaving this realm, especially since her mother is going downhill fast with some sort of dementia? Is it something that could be asked for? I feel that Sherry may have had something to do with her own early exit. As she told us, she didn't have long to live, about 6 months before the accident. Is there anything that can be done to help my wife, Betty? Thank you so much for your help in the past and each day. And thanks to Wynn and Jerry for all they do to help each of us and the earth itself. Cecil.
Thank you. Your wife needs to choose to be with her own counsel to choose whether she wants to stay or leave and when. It is up to her. It is an individual thing. And something that she could be guided to, but it would not be good, as it is her own natural process that she needs to go through.
That device that Terry is using, the photon genie, there were some indications in some of the testimonials that I read that it was helping some people with dementia. And there's other natural things that might help. Can you make any comments on that?
The photon genie may help make things easier for her. Breathing, and may make her more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, here is a question from Michelle in Cambria. Just curious if our sources would help me understand a huge relationship change. Here's my question. And feel free to ask in the way you feel is best. That's not how I phrased it. It's kind of complicated for me. So I'm just going to read it how she phrased it, since I didn't have time to go over these. For the past 8 years, I worked each month and sometimes weekly with a spiritual teacher who lives in Santa Fe. I learned a tremendous amount from her and made huge positive changes in my life during that time. About 6 months ago, I started to feel that this relationship that I thought would always be in my life was ready to change, and I was ready and capable of navigating my life without her input and guidance. She did not agree and said I should continue talking with her, and I did continue for a while. At the beginning of this year, I chose not to make any more appointments with her and felt a huge shift in self-confidence. And the flow of prosperity almost immediately shifted in a positive way. I would appreciate any comments on this decision and an understanding as to why my teacher in Santa Fe did not agree with this decision, and whether the sources feel any continued guidance from her is more of a benefit to me. And just my own comment here is that oftentimes people have teachers, but in fact, they hold a higher hologram than their teacher. And their teacher helps expand them up to a certain point. But when that teacher can't tap into the higher hologram, then the relationship starts to fall apart. And oftentimes, the teacher is getting a huge... I see this with Terry. She thinks she works with a person who, in many ways, she has a bigger hologram than the person. And the person probably gets as much or more from the connection with her as she does from them. But she's still choosing to continue it. And I see that it actually helps her feel grounded. So it's not that it's negative, as long as she fits it in the right way. But the person is not trying to control her or tell her what to do or how she should do it. And on some level, he realizes that he can't possibly do that because she's in a zone outside of his, this is my opinion, outside of his ability to understand. In fact, Terry's in a zone that very few people can understand, including me. So let me just turn it over to our sources for their comment to Michelle.
It is a very synergistic relationship that Terry has with the one she is working with. And she is very thankful when she is able to help or give guidance to her teacher. And he is very thankful to receive it. So it is a synergistic relationship where she prophets and he prophets. Now, moving to Michelle, sometimes the, in this case, the teacher still feels that there is more to give. However, Michelle is profiting by testing her own wings and doing the path that she has set out to do. The teacher may not go along with everything or agree with all of the advances and we see that it is important for Michelle as she has decided and is testing her own wings and is feeling the air underneath her wings and is having the feeling, the more rapid progress along her path than would have been possible if she had stayed under the wings of the teacher.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Colleen Brown, and it's just one of those big questions. It's not personal, but I don't have her location. And her question is, does God have a separate consciousness? I could try to answer that, but I think I'll just turn it over to our sources and see what they say.
God is all, and God is all consciousness. And to tune in to God, one can turn into the ultimate, can share space with the ultimate, can progress, does not need to worry about dissension or disharmony. God knows all. Some consciousness is limited and is learning God is available to all and all are a part of God. Some do not have the higher consciousness that God has. God is divine. God works through divine order. There is help in all circumstances, even though it seems that there is not. And God knows the bigger picture. And so the individual consciousness experiencing the smaller picture may not be able to see the bigger picture of all. we are all a part of God. However, we have limitations and we have knowledge to be learned. God is all-knowing. We hope that helps.
Question. Now, her question was, does God have a separate consciousness? Well, the Elohim...
It is not really separate, but go ahead.
The Elohim, first of all, is the one infinite creator parallel to the way we're using God right now?
Yes.
Okay. And is the Elohim the highest aspect of God that exists?
There are gradients past the Elohim to connect with the God of all.
Mm-hmm.
And all is part of God of all.
How did the gradients above the Elohim get started? Did they get started prior to the Elohim in the way consciousness evolved?
They were always there. Their gradients. When an individual separates out from the main body of God, then that individual is more limited and is aware of a more limited space.
Are these higher aspects of God or the one infinite creator, are they parallel to the Elohim or are they umbrellaed over the Elohim?
They're like increments. Increments of all incremental. We do not wish to say units of consciousness because it is above consciousness.
Units of creation?
They're increments where creation is stepped down to.
And do these aspects have names that have never been recognized historically?
Some religions have seen them, have talked about them, but do not know the names.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, thank you. Next question is from John Sigurowski. On a previous conference call, our sources told me that I was originally from another planet. Could you please tell me more about this planet, such as how many light years away is it? What density planet was the planet? Third, fourth, fifth, sixth. What level of civilization?
Third.
And I'm going to ask these questions one at a time. How many light years away from Earth is this planet?
Two.
And does it have a name? That have we identified it astronomically? Does it have a name?
No, it has not been identified astronomically. It is quite small, but it is quite advanced.
Okay. what level of civilization was the planet? And that is, you just answered that, I think, quite advanced. Was the planet as socially and spiritually advanced as Earth? I don't know if that's a good way to ask the question, because I'm not sure Earth is so spiritually advanced.
No, this was more advanced than Earth.
It was more advanced. And was the planet much like Earth in the respect that it had plant and animal life and rivers and oceans and valleys like Earth?
Yeah, and cities, yes.
And cities. And advanced technology?
Yes.
And please tell me as much as you feel comfortable telling me about the planet and its people. I mean, a good question is, how did John get into, I'm sure you would like me to ask this question, how did John get involved moving from, incarnating from this planet? I assume that planet, is that planet still there?
Yes.
Still has people and civilization, right?
Yes.
How did John end up getting into incarnating on this planet? What was the process?
He was exploring the planet. Terry had a space cadet unit that was exploring, and he came. In his explorations here, and then went back to the other planet, and at one time between reincarnations, he decided to check this planet out.
In between incarnations.
Yeah, at his next incarnation, he decided to go here and see what this planet offered or how he could help.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
A couple million years ago.
Okay, so he's been in the flow of this planet for a couple million years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We do not wish to place markers, anchor points along his path, as we wish him to be free-flowing, to remember as he will, as he can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, this is a common thing. People want to know about their past lives. They want to know about their celestial lineage. And you have to be careful with how you identify with that information, because you are always, always a soul that's part of all that is, that's part of the one infinite creator in all these different experiences. And you don't have to, there's a value of learning your track so you can see how you created yourself in your present incarnation. But there's not a value in identifying with past epochs that you lived. That's how I see it. And am I correct there?
To keep your memory free-flowing so that you do not say, okay, we tacked it down and this happened 2 million years ago. Keep your memory free-flowing. Sometimes the memory will come in and it will be the same, or sometimes other incidents will get in front of something and it will seem like this other incident happened. The track will straighten out as mm-hmm. one eventually remembers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. This is from Anna in Lake Balboa, California. My four-month-old granddaughter looks at the ceiling and laughs, coos, and baby talks in the early mornings and sometimes throughout the day. She looks so joyful and happy. She seems to be talking at whoever or whatever is on the ceiling. One early morning, her father saw that she was awake and smiling at the ceiling, and when he picked her up, my daughter, who was behind, says she saw an orange-yellow flash of light. Could the sources tell me what the baby is seeing? Thank you. Anna.
Thank you. There is an energetic being that visits your daughter and is friends with her and is like a guide to her and is helpful to her. So just let it be and let her work out the relationship with that energetic being.
Thank you. Is it an energetic being from that had previous lifetime experiences with the granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And it's fairly positive interchange.
It is.
Okay. Next question is from Bob in Chico, who says, love to all of you wonderful spirits on this call. Is it true that Tredamites and all the super technology on an alien technology is being removed before the ancient civilization runes that were flash frozen ages ago? Now, I'm not
there were two words in there we did not understand. What was the first word?
Fredomites? Freatomites? Yeah, let me look at it. Let me see if I can find something on it, okay? Freatomites. Freatomites. Hang on. Freatomites. Okay, I think I spelled it right. I hope Bob spelled it right. I'm saying. Okay, it's pre-Adamites. Pre-Adam, like Adam.
Pre-Adam, like before Adam.
Yeah, now let me just see here. Is it possible that advanced civilization existed on Earth before recorded history? Is it possible
the original
intelligence?
Yes.
I'm just reading this now. According to two notable gentlemen, such as the Roman Emperor Julian the Apostate and Calvinist theologian Isaac de la Peyre, pre-Adamite beings did exist in the distant past.
That is correct.
Due to the fall of Satan, a widespread destruction occurred on planet Earth. The result of this destruction was so extensive that the world had to be redone with Adam and Eve being the first. But
that
what
is
happened,
correct.
Really? You know, but this was something that was connected with the Anunnaki, yes?
No, it's before the Anunnaki. Before the Anunnaki, there was a very advanced civilization on Earth, and it was totally, completely, utterly destroyed and wreaked havoc on Earth.
I see. Okay. Was Adam and Eve a situation that was repeated itself different times? In terms of repopulating the Earth?
Well, the Earth has been repopulated more than one time. However, Adam and Eve is its own particular circumstance.
Mm-hmm. And now the way Bob asked this question, he says, Is it true that the pre-Adamites and all the super technology and alien technology is being removed before the ancient ruins that were flash frozen ages ago? Now, I don't understand this question.
That is correct. He is correct, yes.
It was removed.
Is flash frozen in Antarctica, and they are removing the artifacts.
Yeah. And will technology is good for mankind and Mother, Father, Earth be released and disclosed so that we can start getting away from nuclear and fossil fuels sooner than later? I don't think they usually like to answer a question like that, Bob, because there's always
possibilities. There are many factors. There are people that wish one thing and people that wish another thing and people that are all for nuclear and people that are against nuclear. There are people that are for oil and they do not wish advanced technology to be released because they feel that it would take their profits away. Or that it would be too hard to transition. Or it might not be that it's best for the economy. There are many factors with many different agendas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In other words, in terms of future predictions, people always want to say, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. And it is never cut and dry because there's different agendas vying for different things to be happening.
That is
and
correct.
You can't say which agenda is going to prevail, okay?
That is correct.
So okay. All right, we're going to end this call. Hang on a second here. I'm here on the meeting dashboard. And we're going to go over to Whole Planet Healing. And thank you all for being here. I apologize for being late, but I had an important meeting. I wasn't sure it was going to be over in time. So we will see you in a moment. And Hives, if you don't mind, can you stop the recording and shut this off, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So we'll see you.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Whole Planet is yelling 712-770-4340, code 250513, 712-770-4340, 250413. And we'll see you in a moment. Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Wayne and Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks, Wayne and Terry.
Thank you from Seattle.